I think they're trying to get as many countries away from us as possible. Mm-hmm. But the reality is Iran never had any intentions of negotiating. I mean, this is mm-hmm. They've done this so many times. They stall. They make you think they're going to do something, you know, right when you think you've got a deal, they throw cold water on it. And then the whole time they're strategizing, they were rebuilding, they're starting to build back up to get ready for the next strike. And we know they have excavated 50 of the 69 tunnels that they had missiles in. Now, that doesn't build back up their force a lot, but it does allow them to just fight another day. They're willing to go through a lot of pain, and they don't want to go back to the pre-war status of the Strait of Hormuz. And I think Trump was right to absolutely say we're going to hit them, especially after they've gone after us. But let's take it a step further and go after China and Russia. China's providing man pads to Iran in this fight. Russia's providing drones. They both have provided satellite imagery in this to go after our bases. When we go after China and Russia and hold them accountable and tell them to stop, that's when we'll start to really see Iran get weakened.